Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
From the Kendrick Brothers, creators of War Room and Fireproof, comes LifeMark.
Always wondered if my biological parents think about me.
Inspired by a true story.
Imagine how scared she must have been. And then the decision to place you for adoption.
Is that your birth mom?
She wants to meet.
Really?
Yeah. She loved you, and I'm so glad that she made the choice that she did.
LifeMark, starring Kirk Cameron and Alex Kendrick. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Only in theaters beginning September 9th. For tickets, go to LifeMarkMovie.com.
You need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. A couple of quickies to end the day on. A brand new report that was just put out by the Crime Prevention Research Center has revealed, and I know this, you're going to find this shocking, that the FBI, the seventh floor, the political class at the FBI, has put out data that massively undercounted how many armed citizens thwarted active shooting situations over the last 8 years. The data released by the nonprofit report shows 34.4% of active shootings were thwarted by armed citizens from 2014 to 2021. FBI data over the same amount of time said only 4.5%. That's a pretty significant difference. 34%, 34.5% versus 4.5%. Oops, we just lost 30% of the count. Not exactly sure why. The Washington Examiner says the analysis identified a total of 360 active shooter incidents during that period and found that an armed citizen stopped 124 of them. John Lott, who's been on this show in the past, found that when he adjusted and corrected the numbers, the percentage of shootings stopped by a legal gun owner jumped from single digits to 34 to 49%. He also argued that gun-free zones were a hindrance to good data and defenses that, if eliminated, would boost the percentage of shootings stopped. There's no doubt about that, friends. But are we surprised that the FBI, who is now conducting raids on people's houses, would have gotten that number so wrong? On a bit of a cheerier note, it is nice to see a northern governor doing something to help support the border efforts of Texas. Governor Chris Sununu of New Hampshire, in fact, has sent 164 members of that state's National Guard to be deployed in Texas, where they will assist Customs and Border Protection in securing the border. He does this in kind of solidarity with Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott for them trying to thoughtfully help certain migrants be relocated safely in the north. And Chris Sununu was smart enough to figure out that if we don't like what they're doing, maybe we should all be concerned about the illegal entry as much as they are. So now 164 New Hampshire National Guard members get free passes to the southern border of Texas for a little while. Of course, other northeastern governors are fuming about it. How dare he? But I think it's kind of a nice thing to show that, you know, we're all Americans. We all suffer from the same problems. And by the way, you heard me talking with Abby Johnson earlier in the show. This one last thing. You know what the real ranking of the issues are in terms of this coming election? 82% say inflation, 72% say crime, 69% immigration. Just telling you the facts, people. Just telling you the facts. Kevin McCullough, see you next time.